When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And if you're like me, you barely have time to listen to it. As you switch out your summer wardrobe of loose-fitting, breathable silk cloaks for your lineup of faux fur-lined, button and buckle-covered steampunk winter cloaks. But listen to it you will, because it's not easy to walk away from things you've sunk in so much time into. And that's why there's 9 seasons of The Flash. Now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the Tavern the Wanderlust in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, and here, I'm going to try something different, by my two co-hosts, Jut and Usidore.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Lights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Trogus, the Elves, Nubius Fiangalic, the Dwarves, Nubius Zerenuk Sangis, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and there may be other secret names. Names that are so powerful that I did dare...
It feels like we should be able to talk over it, but it's hard not to.
Assuredly, all of your pores would open up. And then
it's like I'm not listening to it, but I can't.
Pores,
yeah, it's like white noise at this point.
Yeah. Again, tighter and tighter your pores will get.
Oh, speaking of tighter, Arnie.
Skin closed
every time
around
you start
the very
a sentence
skull
that.
Of your face, suffocating you in your own body.
My butthole has been getting tighter the last. Yeah, my butthole's been getting tighter the last hour or so, and you know what that means?
Well, storm's coming.
Oh, Arnie.
So, I have more follow-up questions than I probably should, and I'm sorry, Usidore. We'll get to whatever you wanted to talk about. Your butthole's been getting tighter over the last hour. Is it, like, consistently? Is it a kind of, like,
you want to know the consistency of my butthole?
Not consistently, but the consistency of the tightening. I guess it, does it tighten at a steady rate? Oh, this is turning into a math problem.
I'd say it's, like, 2 tightens inward, 1 tighten out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's sort of an attack on Titan.
You know what? Yeah, I would say that, Artie.
Yeah, I have no follow-up things about that. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Sure, no, neither do I, but I appreciate something when I hear it. Hope you guys don't mind that I brought a little rocking chair to the table today.
Sure.
Yep, Sturm's coming.
You're so folksy. And I'm sorry, Usidore, you can unpause.
Okay, all right. You see, Chunt's sphincter is very sensitive to the weather, and at certain moments, when a storm rolls in, he feels the need to pull out a rocking chair, for it tightens, and it's not very comfortable for his little hiney. Look at how cute Chunt is! Look at his little hiney!
Let me fan myself with this hat and dump out my corncob pipe.
Is that what you call your other butthole?
Yes, you gotta dump that. Oh, yeah, a lot of corn. Mm-hmm.
Sturm's coming.
Because you do have.
Can you believe we've been doing this
butthole
for 9 years?
I cannot. 9.5 years.
And the flow up top is impeccable.
Yes.
Sturm's coming.
Flow up top. Sturm's coming. I like how you're somehow both old and from South Park at the same time.
Well,
What park that's south of here? What do you speak of?
It's Earth people are loving it, probably still. Maybe. Okay. I don't know. Maybe a couple times a year. Usador, should we be worried about how folksy Chun is getting?
Should I be worried?
Should we be worried?
Do you think he's stepping on my thing?
Yeah.
Because I'm so wonderful and folksy and beloved by all who hear my simple wizardly ways.
Arnie, you're looking a little pale. Have you been taking Cragnesium? I feel like you need a little bit more Cragnesium in your diet.
What's Cragnesium?
Well, what you want to do is you want to head out of here, take a left, go 20 feet, take a right. You're going to go about 400 yards. You're going to hit the old Williams house. You're going to knock on the door, ask them for further directions. Once they give you further directions, you're going to follow them to a T. They're going to lead you to the grow crag, where the crags grow, and then you're going to get some cragnesium.
Okay. Arnie. Yeah. I think I figured out how to be folksier than Chunt. I'll just say well bigger.
Okay. Well.
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 I should get going. Sturm's coming.
You both look like you're about to pass out.
Yeah, I got a little lightheaded.
Hey, Arnie.
Yeah?
My lungs are not meant for a well that big. I feel like Yusuf is really trying to outwell me.
Yeah, he's not a bottomless well.
Yeah.
Oh, I should mention, Arnie, I sent away. Of course, I've been writing some letters these days, and I sent away to see if we could encourage someone from outside this region to come guest on the podcast, and someone replied. We've been corresponding.
Someone replied to your correspondence?
Yeah. Well.
Well.
Wait, is that? Oh, I think they're here.
Oh.
Yeah, please come on to the table.
Sit at the table with us.
Follow the rocking chair.
Please, pull up a chair.
Can you help me? Can I get a hand? Hey, can I get a hand? Hey, beard.
Yes.
Hey, beard
here
guy.
You go.
Beard
here
guy,
you go.
Help me.
Come on up. There you are.
Right. I have a beard too, but I don't think.
Well?
Well, but I have the beard. Well,
storm's coming.
I have fur on my face. Yeah, is that? storm's coming.
Storm's coming. I can see how tight your butthole is, Sir Badger.
Chunk, thank you. Put that away. We have a guest.
Hey, listen, I'm just trying to. It's like having a clock on the wall, right?
Yeah, you can tell. It's like a barometer. It's like a butt barometer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm helping you out, Arnie.
Take the weather vane out of it at the very least.
No, that's that weather vane. It runs through my butthole up into my lungs.
Why don't you try taking out your veins?
Yeah, take out your veins.
Idiot.
Yeah, take otherwise. Out your veins, human.
Fair enough. I just want to make sure you're not going to die.
Please, friend, what is your name? And Gramercies, and welcome.
Grammar tees to you too. My name's Ricky Springfoot. I heard I got a missive, as it were, from our friend Chunt over here, and invited me to come in. And I heard there were rocking chairs about, so I figured I'd come say how to do. So, how to do? And to you too.
We're so glad you could join us today. I can't help. You must understand, Arnie here, the human.
Yeah, that's me.
He's from another world.
Sure. That makes sense. That tracks. That outfit really, really tells another world
it's
story.
It's a really great human, outfit right? On my world.
Is it? Who is the Smiths? Is that what that says? Mm-hmm. That T-shirt?
I got a new T-shirt from my world. It's the Smiths. I feel like the lead singer of the Smiths is there's nothing. In the time I've been gone, I'm sure he's been fully above board and nothing problematic about him at all.
Michael Smith, right? That's the singer.
Yeah, Michael Smith.
What Arnie does is he sends this audio back to Earth, so they can only hear us. They can't see us. And I can't help but notice, and I would like our listeners to know that you're a jackalope.
Yeah, sure. Jackalope by genus, you might say.
Sure.
I am about 3 feet tall from tail to tip of antler. As you might notice, I do have a pair of freshly polished antlers that I am mighty proud of. They do.
Well,
they don't look too bad. I'll say that much right now.
They look very attractive, but I didn't want to be like, hey, I'm looking at your antlers. You know what I mean? Like,
sure, and I appreciate that. And I think most jackalope folk will appreciate it. It's just, one would hope that it would go unsaid.
Sure.
You know, but given the what did you say this gets sent out?
I don't fully understand it. I think he puts all the sound in a bottle, and then he throws it into an ocean, and that ocean somehow connects back to Earth.
Sort of.
Yusur.
Yes, what?
Careful, because I feel like anytime you say something in a bottle to Arnie, he always says, yo.
Why didn't he do it that time? He always does that.
I don't know. And then sometimes he'll say, A-E-O, I, sometimes you, Y. It's a whole, I don't know what he says. It's a whole thing. But, your antlers, let's all enjoy.
Yes. Well, not everybody look at them now. Now I'm blushing.
What are those? Those are 2 liter? Is that a 348 antler?
Yeah, it's a three. That's actually right. You got it right, Sean. It's a 348 antler, 16.9 by 12. And, I've finally grown into them, and it feels real nice. It feels real nice to have gotten them all polished up. You know, it's only once in a jackalope's life that we get our antlers all polished up, right? And I feel proper sparkling.
Ricky, it is only once in a life when a jackalope gets their antlers all sparkled up, and I believe it's on the eve of your wedding day, is it not?
Yeah. It is my bonding ceremony eve.
Well, congratulations to you then.
Yeah. Thank you.
Who's the lucky other jackalope, other creature, human, mythical creature?
It could also be like a random concept or
Arnie, you sound like an idiot right now.
Yeah, Ricky, are you wedding the concept of laughter or?
Well, I did date the idea of a nightmare for 3 weeks, but
haven't we all?
Well,
that's right. Pound it. my gal is her name's Linda. You might describe her as a turtle folk. I would just call her my sweetie pie sweetheart, and I ain't never love nobody anymore than I do love my Linda. And we're getting married.
Well, I can't help but notice just the slightest bit of hesitation and a kind of a blank stare of fear in your eyes.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if that was just like a jackalope thing, if that's just like a normal jackalope face.
Arnie, you sound like an idiot right now. Okay. That's the rudest thing you've ever said.
Really?
Well, now I will give credit. I will give credit to Arnie. It does. I mean, looks like a storm's coming. And if you don't know this about jackalopes, we only fornicate during lightning storms. Not for nothing. I'm feeling real riled up, y'all.
Is that why you never come twice?
That's understandable. If that's your sort of time to engage in those sorts of physical activities, it would be understandable that you'd be a little bit riled up. I mean, here on the show, Chunt's usually riled up. Arnie, he's usually riled up.
Sure.
Me, I'm riled up, I'd say, only 80 to 95% of the time.
Like, ever. Like, all 80% of the always time. Or just on the show. Only 80 to 95% of the time that you're on the show.
Right, yes. Just during the actual recording of the show. I'd say I'm only sexually aroused 80 to 95% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a shame. Well, we should go ahead and mosey on over to our first break. Storm's coming.
Storm's coming.
That storm is coming.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries, and each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain. Miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Well, 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 well. Well,
well. Well.
Well, looks well, like Yusur is practicing as well.
No, you're doing great. Give us one more. Give us one more.
One more.
It's adorable.
Okay. Okay. Well.
Ooh.
All right. Now you just sound like you like eat fancy pies. You can't do it like
yeah,
that.
You gotta, it sort of felt like you started to say well, but got like
yanked backwards.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Like a yeah. wedgie or something. You were wedgied halfway through.
Well.
Now that one sounds like you're under working clean off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it seemed to be getting worse. All right.
Oh, my.
So, Ricky, you're a jackalope. How did you get involved with a turtle folk?
Well, I met her at work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you do, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, I am, some might call a bit of a hired hand in some respects.
Mm-hmm.
I do, like, perchance, perhaps, one might... Like, let's say someone did come in and give Usador that wedgie.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that might make him rather mad.
Yeah, sure.
And
or rash, but yeah.
That, well, it is. It depends mm-hmm. on if it falls between the 5 or 10%, of course. But should it make him mad, then he might call on me and say, "Hey, I'm real mad at this underpants thief. Will you mm-hmm. go... teach him a lesson," and I go teach him a lesson in my own way. You might notice that I got a pair of quick hands. You might could see. In fact, here, look over, watch that glass over there on the bar. You ready?
Okay.
Ready?
Which one? The bar is.
There's so many glasses.
There's so many glasses. 35.
Can we pick something
36,
that there are less
37.
Of in this bar?
Wait, hold on. 37. Now there's 30. Hold on. 22. Wait. 17? 5? 4, 3, 2, 1?
What's happening to all the glasses? Whoa!
Yep. I'm a sharpshooter, you might say.
Ooh.
Sharpshooter with magic can make anything you don't want there get gone.
Wow. Well, now we can't serve any more drinks, so that's a problem, but I am impressed.
Fair. Fair point.
I imagine I can use my great magical powers to reconstitute these glasses. Okay, I made one big glass, so everyone has to share tonight.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Can all lap it up? We can all jump on the rim and give a little lap.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty nice.
That's fun, right?
It'll be like a watering hole, yeah. Okay. Mm.
I'll see if I can find some straws, too. I'll be right back.
Speaking of watering hole, I just shift my seat here.
Yeah, I was gonna... It's going to suggest we find a way to tighten that rim.
A specific rim?
Yeah. Pacific.
Or a specific rim, too? Oh, my rim. Specifically my rim. I see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well.
So you're some sort of, like, hired, I don't know, like, you bring frontier justice to people, it sounds like.
Yeah, I would say it's middle tier. I don't know that it'd be frontier, but I think that it's good enough justice. And mm-hmm. I met my Linda when I was called in by her father, actually.
Oh, meant to kill her?
Her papa. Not to kill her. No.
Oh. Oh.
No, she just happened to be there. I was called in to kill, not kill, make disappear, perhaps one might say.
Sure, yes.
Make usher onto a separate plane,
mm-hmm.
against their will. I was brought in. There was some debts that needed to be settled, gambling to be specific. And I went in for the first time to meet with her papa. And I tell you, she was sitting right there in the corner, and I couldn't take my eyes away from her. And weren't but another 40 years, and now we're going to be getting hitched tomorrow.
40 years? 40-year yeah. courtship?
Yeah, it's a turtle person, Arnie.
Oh, no, you're right. It's about 38. Yeah, which is pretty, honestly, pretty short when you think about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's going to live so long. And I've been kicking around for a while. I ain't a young spring rabbit or anything anymore. And any of y'all got others? Any of y'all got others or anything?
Well, we have each other.
We've all loved and lost in our own ways, yeah. I guess. You know, but, you know, hope always springs eternal. Although I've got to say, it's got to be difficult having two vastly different metabolisms in a relationship.
It is, yeah. She's a predominantly eats one leaf of the salad when I eat 94 pounds of it. So it's hard, but, you know, I'm working. And any of y'all been married before or hitched up y'all before?
I've never been married. I was in a long-term on-again-off-again thing with Genlevia the Red. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then, of course, I fell in love recently, you know, with...
Recently?
With a princess. It was very tumultuous and very dramatic, very sexually charged. Mm-hmm. Very confusing to me. It happened within the course of a single episode of this show.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even remember her name.
Oh, Usador.
Usador.
No.
Well, not in a bad way. It happened so fucking fast.
It was so charged. There was so much passion.
So much going on.
That you couldn't even think to remember her name afterwards because all the passion sucked it right out of you.
Was it Jenny?
Probably.
I was married. It's complicated. I don't want to talk about Earth stuff. And also, one of us maybe was magically made to forget that they ever got married. So we probably shouldn't delve.
Usador.
Yes, it was Usador. Me. Yep, must have been me.
Idiot.
Good cover, Arnie.
Well,
good
it's cover. Just, you know, well, then you, then I mean, maybe you know a little bit. I don't know nothing about, you know, a 40-minute love affair, but... It's intimidating. It's intimidating to throw, you know, a big old party when you got your whole family coming. I mean, I got 235 siblings right now. So, I mean, that's so many mason jars on so many tables.
Name one
mason jar. Okay, his name's Frank.
Huh. Weird name for a mason jar.
That's a weird name for a mason jar.
I mean, look at it. I mean, I'll be frank with you. I think it's the best looking one, okay. And that's why I brought it here. Do you know?
I would say like Perry is more of a mason jar name.
Perry is a good mason jar name. You ain't wrong there. Perry Jar.
So you're worried about your family getting along with Linda's family, it sounds like.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Like, I don't know. I mean, mine are a mile a minute. You know what I'm talking about? They're a mile a minute, and what they all have shit to say. They're always talking. They don't quit talking. And then, you know, Linda's family isn't all. I mean, I worked for her father, and he's not completely on the up and up. So, you know, I don't know if any of my siblings. You know what? Here, I'll, just so you know, I'll, for fun, I'll name one of them. Floppy Tail. If Floppy Tail go run in their mouth.
I don't know. Floppy Tail seems like it would be a better mason jar name.
It's a bad name for a sibling. Right. Yeah.
Well, I didn't name them.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, you can't choose. You can pick your nose. You can. What's that thing that sometimes people say?
You can pick your nose and you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your friend's nose?
I think it's Amen. You should pick your nose. You can murder your friends if they pick their nose.
Champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham friends?
That's it. That's the one.
I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's sleep with a frontal lobotomy, marry your friend's nose, and kill No, that's not right. That ain't
kill
it.
For money. Kill
it was so
money.
Close. It was so close, though.
Instead of a rose on my piano, I'd rather have tulips on my organ.
All right.
Huh?
All right.
Arnie?
Everybody knows that rose is the sex flower. I can't believe you'd say something like that. When there's this lightning storm going on, and he got me all hot and bothered already. My God.
You know, that reminds me, we've never had Rose the sex flower on the show. We've had Flower the talking flower, but Rose the sex flower.
Arnie, we can't have two flowers on.
I suppose that's fair.
She costs a lot. She charges about, I think, the sniff, and it's a handsome price.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and once you sniff, whew, dot, dot, dot.
Arnie. Yes, dot, dot, dot.
Arnie, dot, dot, dot.
Mamma mia.
If I could ask y'all for any advice while I'm here or anything, I guess my biggest question would be, what do I do if there isn't a lightning storm tomorrow night?
Oh.
Oh.
I'd like to preface my answer with this. I love giving advice, and historically I'm great at it. If there's no lightning storm tomorrow night, all you need to do is take this magical gem, whisper into the gem, and say...
Wait, what did you just say?
Whisper into the gem.
I swear
you said whisper.
Swisper. I didn't say swisper.
Swisper?
That's not even a word.
What? You can't even remember your wife.
It's not a word. That's why we're so fucking confused.
Not what I said.
We all heard swisper, right? That's the most important word.
Swisper. I for sure heard swisper.
Take the magical gem. Whisper into the magical gem. Say, Usador, I need a thunderstorm right now, and I shall conjure one out of the sky.
You can do that?
Sure, no problem. It's my wedding gift to you.
Usador.
Yeah, he kind of makes minuscule lightning on the daily.
Oh, yes, that's one of my favorites. Minuscule lightning!
God, you got
sorry.
My finger.
Sorry, I was just trying to charge up Arnie's laptop. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit you. Are you okay, Ricky?
Yeah, I'm all right. I mean, my fur's real stood up, but that ain't nothing at all, you know?
I'm glad you're fine. Oh, Ricky, you're so fine.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Ricky.
Well?
Usador, can you make the gem smaller, like almost the size of a button or a pill, and so Ricky doesn't get confused about who they're contacting, maybe make it blue?
It is pretty big.
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy.
Right.
It's a beautiful gift.
It's okay. It's all right. I can make it smaller. That's fine. It's not a big deal. You want me to kind of give Ricky a blue pill here?
Yeah, just a little blue pill.
Okay. All right. Give you a jagged little pill. Here.
That's ironic.
Yeah, you ought to know.
All right, I'll make it smaller.
That fixes my problem. All right. Well, no, I'm...
I'm
so sorry. I know we got right to the solution, but I actually do want to understand the problem a little more. So jackalopes can only have sex during a lightning storm? Over the years, over the generations of jackalopes, there's not any, like... There's no family remedies where you need, like, to get aroused some other way?
Well, I mean, all right. There's three things that I think everyone knows about jackalopes. We love to drink dishes of whiskey.
One.
We can catch a speeding bullet in our teeth.
Two.
And we're dry as a bone if there ain't no lightning storm.
Dry as a bone.
Three.
Those are the three things that I think everyone knows. I mean, I spend most of my time with jackalope and turtle folk, so I don't know if maybe it's not known. But it's a longstanding tradition, and I don't know. I mean, my parents are always, you know, lightning storm frisky, and their parents were lightning storm frisky, but...
You have a lot of siblings.
So many. We do live in a humid climate, so...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have you considered going on a trip for your honeymoon?
Wait a minute. We could go. What if we went to the top of a mountain?
Mm.
Okay.
The top of a mountain that's got roiling lava and fire within it. Uh-huh. Maybe it's owned by a dark lord or wizard. I don't know. I'm just gonna pay my money to go to the spa area. But usually up on top of them, there's lots of lightning, right?
I suppose that's true. Sort of evil warlords and dark mages. They love the drama of a thunderstorm.
Sure.
And, you know, sometimes it's just the crackle of evil magic, which isn't necessarily lightning. It's just, you know, particles in the air sort of charged.
I think it was
so. But I can't take my Linda to any top of a dangerous mountain. Mm.
What about Big Thunder Mountain? I don't know if they have lightning there, but they definitely have thunder.
But it's really big.
Yeah, that might work. That might be great because it'd be thunder and it would feel like it. And I'm sure I'd get a rush from just being up there. Maybe, I don't know. Most mountains got like mine cars going through them that used to get mined out. So maybe there'll be a mine car I can jump on. I don't know. Maybe there'll be a log that goes down like a water flume or something.
Well, you might have to go to Splash Mountain. That's a different mountain.
Don't they offer a hopper? If you're going to hop to... Am I thinking of something else?
I think if you want to get to Big Thunder Mountain, you have to follow the Six Flags up the mountain. Or am I thinking of something else?
No, maybe you are.
You can, especially if you take someone like Rose up there, you can do a fast pass.
Yes, you'll want that.
You know, she's, sexually experienced, so she's, she'll might fast pass you. Yeah.
Explain it further. No, go into more details. I don't know that I get it.
Well, fast pass would just be, you know, if both of you are in the mood and you know what you want, that you don't have to hem and haw and do the sort of aw shucks. You can sort of make a pass.
Okay, I'm exhausted. This entire time I've been shrinking this gem down, and now it's very, very small. And we should take a quick break, but then right after the break, I'll read you all the fine print about how this gem works.
Oh, nothing can go wrong.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat. About a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are locked.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the important thing to remember that about the gem is that you just whisper into it, and then I'll conjure a lightning storm, unless I'm busy that night. Then you can just leave a message on the gem, and I'll conjure that thunderstorm just as soon as I can, unless I'm in another dimension, in which case the faceted aspect of the gem will send the message into 1,000 universes, and I may misinterpret it, and I may end up transporting you to another realm.
Okay.
So whisper at your own risk.
Yeah. No, I think this is a wonderful gift.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It also might cause diarrhea.
I forgot that one. This is all because I shrunk it. If we'd left it full size, none of this stuff would have happened.
And of course, Ricky, the three of us will turn around so you can name it or whatever. It seems like to name things.
Oh, I should name it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. If you don't mind, please.
If you don't mind, before we turn around, just make it like a good name. Like, make it a fitting name. For I've said too much. Here we
go. A fitting name for it. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. No. I got it. Don't look at me.
Okay, we're not.
Okay,
we're not.
Here we go. All right. Okay. Should I declare it? Do I need to declare it? Usador, don't turn around. Just tell me. Do I need?
I love declaring things. Go for it.
Okay, very well. All right. I declare this gem. Jim. No. Oh, shit.
Jim, Arnie, are you hearing this?
Jim? I don't know.
Actually?
I kind of like it.
Well?
I declare this gem in the holograms.
Wow. That's truly outrageous.
Truly outrageous.
Yeah.
Did I do it right?
You did great.
Are you proud of me? Will
I've
you always love me and never leave me?
I just met you tonight, but I have always loved you.
Oh,
I think she's talking to the gem.
Sorry.
No. It's not you. It's just scary. Y'all, you know, putting your faith in someone and whatnot, and I ain't much of a faithful person. Lightning storms are pretty frequent, but if I love her, that should be enough, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's not enough. I should buy her something. What if I got her a bunch of... She really wants fairy lights for the wedding, so maybe tonight I'll go out and trade this... Maybe I'll go out tonight and I'll find some fairies to do lights. That's then
nice.
She'll love me, right?
Well, I don't know if it's about a gift or material things as much as it is just listening and being there for that other person. And then, when that lightning storm comes, transform yourself, using your great wizardly powers, into a gigantic birthday cake. And then your lover will transform themselves into a finely roasted goose. And then the two of you shall make love all night long. Right, Arnie?
Sure.
I'd say just grab the fairy lights. Usur's got a weird food play thing.
Do y'all know where some good fairies are?
Ooh,
I had a run-in with a bad fairy recently, and I need to find a good fairy to deal me some lights.
You weren't, like, cursed or anything, were you?
No. She was trying to get my fingernails, but go ahead. It's dangerous. It's hard out there.
Sounds scary.
You know, it's times of war.
Yeah, times are tough. I suppose I could contact Glisbo for you.
Glisbo?
Glisbo, the good fairy?
I'm not familiar with Glisbo. What is...
I haven't introduced you guys to Glisbo before.
Describe Glisbo.
Well, a little fairy with wings.
Oh, yeah, Glisbo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry. Yeah, Glisbo. You talk about Glisbo all the time.
Yeah. Of course I do.
We have that unreleased episode for the Patreon where you just talk about Glisbo for 45 minutes straight. Nobody else is there.
I just talk about it?
Well, you talk... Honestly, you talk for 30 to 40 minutes, and you just say, Glisbo knows, and then you just go on a litany of what Glisbo knows.
Yeah.
What does... Name three of them. What does Glisbo know?
Glisbo knows football. Glisbo knows...
American or...
Or Funian. Yeah.
Or Funian, yeah. American or Funian.
Yeah, I suppose American can. A merman can.
American can? Arnie, is this true?
I don't know. What an American can would look like.
Is there a can in America?
Probably not. Or maybe?
Is there a can in America?
Oh,
that reminds me. If everyone could just be quiet for a moment, I need to record something that I forgot to do earlier in the episode. Eo. Sorry, I
knew it.
It's been weighing on me all episode.
Just had to record a sting.
Well, Glisbo is a very talented little fairy. She
two.
You're on two now. Oh, well, I guess that is two talented.
Yeah, sure. Glisbo knows cognitive behavioral therapy. So,
three.
Glisbo's really the person you want to talk to, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, floats around and like little fairy dust falls off and, you know, twinkles lights, makes lights wherever she goes. If you want a fairy thing done, go to Glisbo.
Go to Glisbo. That's good. That's catchy. Go to Glisbo. Yeah, she's a real renaissance fairy.
But I don't know if these fairy lights are going to solve all your problems.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something, Ricky?
Yeah.
Oh. Phew.
That was a close one.
All right, lay it on me. Go ahead.
Can I say something, Ricky? It seems to me, and you know, I've loved and lost, like Arnie said, and never had a real serious relationship, not too serious. But it seems to me that when you meet the right person, when you meet, let's call them the one, You kind of produce your own sparks, right? You produce your own lightning. So wherever you go, when you kiss, when you touch, there is lightning. It may not be visible to the naked eye. It may not be externally around you. But in that kiss, in that touch, in that moment, there is lightning. There is electricity.
Is it
Shouldn't
of...
that be what you're used to?
Sorry.
I was... reading this off a sheet of paper. I had written this whole thing down after
it's
I
right.
asked.
Trent, since you have it written down, why don't you just start from the beginning again?
Well, Ricky, can I say something? I've loved and lost, like Arnie said. Mm-hmm. Never had a real serious relationship, not too serious. But, the glass spilled over.
Oh,
the paper's ruined.
Yeah.
But you were talking about how they have their own lightning, and I was just going to add, you could describe that as lightning in a bottle. In a bottle.
Arnie?
What?
Lightning in a bottle.
Oh. Ew.
You know, it's just a matter of, you know, how you want to live your life, Ricky. Like, do you want to be Ricky, wee! Or do you want to be Ricky, wee! Oh, Ricky! Which of those two do you want to be?
Well, I want to be in the show. So... So I think that I'm going to tap into just what you said, Chunt. Just the spark that could be between us. When I take her beautiful, dry, scaly hand in my fluffy... paw, I think I'll feel it. I'll feel it, and I won't need no damn lightning storm. I don't care what my mom, pa say. I don't need no damn lightning storm.
That's right.
I can do it. I am smart. I like my haircuts. I like my whole house, and I cannot wait. Y'all, this was great.
This has been wonderful. If we ever need someone to disappear, should we call you?
No.
Understood.
Oh, you said no, but... you slid us your card.
Thought you might be able to hear my wink.
The card just says, forget this card. Oh, and it just disappeared.
Oh, wow.
That's good branding.
That's useful.
You know where to... You don't know where to find me.
Yeah, no,
I don't. Huh. All right. So I'll have to figure that out.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, y'all three are invited to the wedding if you want to come.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
I didn't hear any reaction from the other...
I don't know. I guess they don't want to go.
We could try to make it.
No, it's
is
all right.
Tomorrow?
No.
Tomorrow?
I've heard a turtle give vows before, and it takes a while. It's,
What are you two doing tomorrow?
Arnie, we have that thing.
Well,
this has been real nice, y'all.
Ricky, we're so excited for you. And it's totally natural to have, you know, cold feet the night before your wedding, and you know, who knows if it'll work out, but I bet it will. And if it doesn't, then even still, great.
Arnie, you're talking about Ricky's nice cold naturals? What are you doing?
Yeah, and I mean, if it doesn't work out, then you know, hopefully, I don't know, hopefully someone can make me forget all about it, right?
Usador,
I imagine that can be arranged.
This idiot cast a spell on himself.
I think I've got it now.
Arnie, the Wanderlust.
Oh my god.
That was the deepest, most sonorous wail I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It rocked my chair.
Well, I think that's probably a good place to end the episode, because all's well that ends well.
Arnie? That was fucking amazing.
All's well that ends well. Is there room in the world for all's well that starts meh? How about some things start meh and don't seem to end? I'm going to write an angry letter to someone. Usador the Wizard was played by Cate Blanchett. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Mara Rooney. Wait a minute. That's not us. This is the cast list for Todd Haynes' 2015 Lesbian Longing Fest, Carol. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. That's appropriately disappointing. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Ricky Springfoot was played by special guest Whitney Chitwood. Whitney's short film, Sam Wants Her Sweater Back, parentheses a queer and trans buddy heist comedy, is currently fundraising. You can visit her Instagram to learn how you can help support this queer-ass Chicago film. Her words, but I was happy to say them. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Jack Spicer, Dark Prince of the Universe. Care for what you wish for, Jack. I've known Dark Universe princes. It's mostly a lot of paperwork. Ian Rasmussen, Mr. Charles Wayne Weaver Esquire. Oh, brother. Can you represent me in the case of the people versus lengthy Patreon names? Austin Beard, Ellis Young, Shay F., Ellen Pancake, parentheses, yes, that is my real name, close parentheses, and it is an awesome real name, Ellen. Don't let Charles Wayne William Wallace Waldo Weaver tell you otherwise. Jordan Ann, Dameron, Ryan J.B., David Brigham, and Purple Yoda, which is what you get when you leave regular Yoda and red kryptonite in the Hulk's pants on laundry day. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus episode, Another Girl's Night, with Flower, Momo, and Gianessa.
Okay, Momo would love to get fluffed up at this spa.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go get some treatments.
Yeah.
All right.
Ladies, welcome.
How do you do? My name is Momo, this is Flower, and this is my friend Gianessa. We are three gals on this trip, and we would like to enjoy the spa, please.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. Everybody just relax. My name is Fawn, if you need anything. I'm so happy to get you started. What can we do for you today?
Hey, Fawn, do you need any help out here?
Oh, Dawn.
Do I need to get the manager, or are we good?
You might want to grab her.
I'm going to grab her. Swan, do you have a sec?
Fawn and Dawn, how's it going over here?
Oh, you're glowing. Did you get a facial today, too?
I did. I stuck my face straight in the mud.
You look so good.
Thank you.
You look so young and glowy. My God, what's your secret?
Everybody looks ageless.
What? Listen, I think we're all having a wonderful time in the spa, but I gotta tell you, I'm a little concerned that some of the crystals have gone missing.
Oh my goodness, no. What?
Swan, maybe somebody put them out to recharge them.
I'm gonna need all of you to pull your assholes apart.
Absolutely, my pleasure to.
All right, here
I'll
it goes.
Even cough.
Also, you could check in the bed later when we all get in it together.
Dare I go so far as to say, those girls have gone wild. To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.